I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches.
No, you silly cunt.
Oh, it's fine. Listen, we've started and we're rocking, we're rolling.
No, do it properly. Do it properly because it's hey, petty bitches. Okay, let's go. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches.
Welcome. We are back and this is episode 2 of season 5. Oh, we are nearly up to our 50th episode. I was doing that when I was uploading it last week. Oh yes, we are. I think this is episode 45, which I'm not being smart. I feel like we've done, this could be episode 450.
Do we get a medal? Do we get a prize? You know, you'd get a gold star in school. Do we get anything like that?
We're going to get a medal from Jimmy Savile. And it's going to say Jim fixed it for us.
Oh my God.
Too soon?
I don't know. I mean, he does have a Netflix special. It's more than we have.
He does. And I only said it because I watched it last night. Have you seen it?
No, honestly, I'm not really able for that kind of stuff. It freaks me out. And then all I can think about is like you know, how
do you know,
that
I have to say, just while we're on the topic, I won't kind of give any, but it's not like there's much spoilers to be given. I think we all know all the details.
Spoiler, he was a prick.
But he wrote this book in the 70s, like an autobiography, and it was released. And they had this kind of like old TV show. It was like a 70s kind of TV show where book critics would kind of read the book and then they'd talk to the author about it.
Yeah.
And this woman was on, and she said to him, I feel like the book is you trying to tell us who you are. Are you actually trying to hide who you really are?
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my God, that bitch just saw right through him. I was like, this is hardcore. So yeah. So people knew, like, it's fucking crazy.
Was that you?
I think that's...
Because Davina's like kind of one of these like people that like, she's always thinks that she's a little bit psychic. Like,
I am.
Actually, the truth is she's just a know-it-all. That's the only thing.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not a know-it-all that like pushes down people's necks. I'm like one of those
Excuse
people
me?
That always... I'm always like, I told you so. And then I'm like, I knew it all along.
I'm just going to say to our thousands of listeners, I have no gag reflex after all the shit she's pushed down my neck.
You love my theories though. Like even today we were texting, I was like, you know, you do. And then sometimes you're like, you're right.
Yeah, but to be honest, even if sometimes you're telling me something and I'm like, I hope she just really goes with this. Even if it's lies, I'm really going to enjoy it. Do that kind of way.
Victoria does love my theories about like why things happen or why somebody does something, and I'm like, she's doing that now because.
Okay, wait. We have to have a new like segment, even if it's not every episode, called Davina's Theories. Do you know that kind of
okay.
way? Something so dumb. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay. Here's a good story.
Okay.
Right? I live in an apartment building with 14 different apartments. Now, when it comes to bin day, Oh God, I think one of my neighbors actually listens to this podcast. So sorry if it's you, but there's about maybe four, max maybe three bins. And sometimes two of those are mine, bin bags. There's maybe four bags of recycling. What are my neighbors doing with rubbish? Are they eating it? What's going on?
Like, where is it going?
Yeah. So I want a Davina's theory about this.
Now, I would say there's probably actually a secret furnace around the back of the building that you're unawares of. And I'd say they actually hate you because they've seen you go in and out of the house causing like loads of noise and all. They're like, don't tell that big bitch about this secret bin that we have. So you and the other neighbors that they hate have to put their bins out and pay for the bins. But there's probably like a free bin collection or something on a different day. They're like, don't tell them because we hate them. So I'd say that's what it is.
Okay. Well, that was to be mysterious. Actually, we're going to test Stephen here who had it's our podcast. I'm going to say Davina's theories really slow, Stephen, and you're going to put the X-Files music behind it. Okay, ready? Davina's theories! Now we'll know if Stephen really listens well when he's editing.
He definitely listens. He's too afraid not to listen. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. We love you. Okay, come here. I was just perusing online. Brooklyn Beckham, is he not still in nappies? He just got married.
Oh, I just know, I was only thinking that last night. I was like, we have literally, isn't it weird that we've literally, I remember her being pregnant and then having the baby. And then do you remember he would be dressed up in like the baby's England t-shirt when, or jersey when they were going to play the World Cup. And like, we've literally seen him grow up and now we've seen him get married. We're like too old. Oh, who's that?
Oh, I mean, ooh, it's not
there's
my
the neighbors with the bins.
The neighbors are coming with the bins. It's really weird. I don't really get it. Like, I thought he was like 17 or something, and now he's married.
Very handsome, isn't he?
He is. I mean, I don't know. Like, oh, you know, one of them really is starting to look like Victoria.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I think it's Romeo or Cruz. I think it's Romeo.
Oh, hold on. We're going to have to stop for a minute. For those who don't know, I'm organizing Hills of Hell at the same time. And there's no driver for Detox. She just is in the airport, but there's no driver. So I'm going to ring them. You can listen to me, actually, if you want to. Hi, sorry. I was just on a minute ago. I'm going to cancel that car because it just, I can't. I know, but the driver... Yeah, you couldn't give me a time a minute ago and he's been traveling for 18 hours. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I've already organized it because I got one in 1 minute. You weren't able to give me a time, so. Okay, thank you. Cheers. Thanks, by the way. Oh, well, at least I have a new fucking rotter for this now.
Yeah. She's the fucking rotter.
She wasn't very nice.
No, she wasn't. Okay, we're back after that short little interlude. Uh-huh. Victoria was just being HBIC organizing. She's like Cassidy Travel there.
I mean, if you want, you can put in, Stephen, just the little clip of my last call.
Please right put here. That in. The clip of him, the clip of you talking to the lady is pretty good because I could hear it clear as day.
Could you?
And I hope she's rotten to the core of that woman. And she deserves all the hell that's coming to her.
Oh my God, I'm not
and
able.
And also, do you know what? Like, if Eileen in Streetcars can tell you when a car is coming.
Not you using Eileen as an excuse because I am the Irish Eileen from Streetcars.
Victoria is the image of Eileen Grimshaw from Coronation Street. If anyone wants to have a quick Googling.
Oh, I'm not able, but we will. But do you know what? Let's talk more about that in our Rotters.
We'll come back to that. Okay, so we were talking about the Beckhams, of course, and about how Brooklyn has just got married so young.
So
also.
Young.
And like, she's a billionaire's daughter, so at least there's nothing kind of, you know, financially kind of motivational there. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I heard he was thinking it was either you or her. And then once he found out she was a billionaire's daughter, he was like, nah, forget that divine one. Like, I can do better.
I am always fascinated. Like, a friend of mine actually does Posh Spice's hair.
Oh.
Yeah. And, bing. Tell me that taxi's there.
No, that's I'll tell you a bit about Heels of Hell in a minute. Book one, tell your story.
So a friend of mine does Posh Spice's hair and I'm always fascinated about like the setup. So he goes around to her house and does it in her house in London. And she is apparently super sweet and super nice. But
I get that.
but super professional and super busy, like literally just like in and out, like straight in, no kissing, no messing. Mm-hmm. So she's all business apparently, okay. But apparently really good crack, like apparently like very dry, mm-hmm. But very kind of astute. So I was asking all the questions because like you kind of have in your head that she's maybe a bit of a bitch, but he said no, that she's just real straight talking, no messing.
Which we love. Like that's the way to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's a nice little bit of insider info, which I quite enjoy.
Mm-hmm. What I was fascinated about was what Victoria wore to the wedding. Did you see it?
It looks a bit like a nightdress.
Yes, that's what I thought. What I thought. It's like, it's like a Penny's nightdress that they got some applique on and then off she strutted.
It's actually very us back in the day for like maybe a nighttime number, isn't it? Like we're doing, you know, where we'd all have satin robes
Well, let's be real. You're saying it's very us. I think it's very me a la bum, 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 bum.
Actually, while we're talking about that, I remember a couple of years ago we were doing, like, it was this weekend. We were doing like a virgin number, me and the girls. And I said to Mizza, will you run over to Penny's and just get a few bits, things that we can wear? Just, you know, kind of. Uh-huh. Just get whatever, something we can wear for this number. And she came back and she had sexy bras and suspenders and like stockings, and I was like, fuck off. Like, I'm not fucking wearing them.
What were you gonna wear it for? What number was it?
It was like a virgin, okay. But it was like, but the stuff to do was like these, it wasn't like, I don't mind this, some of it was kind of fun, but it was like sexy negligees, you know, like from the lingerie department. And I was like they're not fit for us to wear.
Yeah like there was over 50 like, denier tights.
Yeah, like we were still howling, and she goes, oh, I was like, they're totally new as well, but I had to bring them back to get refunded.
No. Okay, well, I don't know how much all this costs now, but let's be real. I ain't going back with suspenders and being like, can I get a refund on suspenders?
It was like, no, because it was like three sets of everything. So I had to like, you know, so it clocked up. So I was like, we'll bring it all back. But anyway.
Your ma, like your ma might have got a wear out of it.
My man's not a whore, thank you.
It's not what I heard.
So Brooklyn got married. Victoria wore a nightdress. And Mizza buys really inappropriate sexy lingerie clothes for us to wear for track numbers.
Oh my God, I'm not able.
Speaking of Mizza, actually, Mizza is doing a gig this Friday in the Generator Hostel. She's doing a karaoke show, which I'm going to go to after I host Chorizo May for you. I'm going to jump over.
Oh, that's good. That's good tea too. So firstly, like I was wondering if she wanted me to sing as part of her karaoke. You know, everybody's looking.
No, she's
for
like thanking. She's actually something. Delighted you're away. she's actually planning that karaoke show while you were away.
Well, the fun thing is that Davina is hosting Chorizo May this Friday, and I can tell you, she doesn't even have to say this herself, she has not one iota who Chorizo May is. So if you are going to the show on Friday, that would be part of the fun to see Davina introduce someone who could as well be her postman. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and she probably will be in a couple of weeks, because let's face it, that's all going to dry up, isn't it?
It is. I have a very important business update. Detox is in her car, so I'm putting this on silent and I'm letting it go.
We can relax.
As well as that, like I've got heels of hell. So today, like we were doing bingo last night and I was still up at like 6:30. Tatiana arrived in. Now, the last time Tatiana was in town, she went to, you know, those crazy after parties that I was in the Chinese restaurants.
I used to live in them.
You did.
I was the queen of Chinatown in those little restaurants. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So God knows what she's going to get up to this time. Then all on the same flight, Landon Sider, who honestly is probably one of the world's best drag kings, landed in. Heidi in Closet, who's mad and gas. Jiggly Caliente arrived, and Art Simone from Australia, and they lost one of Art's bags. So she has been traveling for 26 hours in the same underwear, and they lost the bag with the underwear.
God, there's nothing worse than like having a luggage lost.
Yeah, she was stinking, to be honest.
But that sounds, and actually my friend Heavenly Heights is coming in from Toronto, so it's very international week of drag.
Very, very international.
Are you kicking off in Dublin?
Yeah, we start tomorrow in the National Stadium. Well, actually, this will be going out on Thursday. We're recording on Monday because we're professionals. And we're in the Boxing Stadium with all the lads.
Oh, I thought you were in Vicar Street.
No, we're in the Boxing Stadium. Originally, we're supposed to be Vicar Street. I've never realised how much work is involved in a space that is not made for events. I've had to get insurance, hire my own security people. I've had to bring in sound and lights. I am DJ Karen Reddy of the National Stadium.
Well, but yeah, you get things done.
I have no idea what you mean. Anyway, come here. Did you see the clip of Caitlyn Jenner? Because it's been rotting me since. I did a drunk tweet about it.
The clip with Gaga?
No. So she's being, you know, the Republican queen that she is, is basically backing this shit that's going down in Florida. And she's like, and yeah, I think it's right. We shouldn't be, you know, talking about like sexual identity and gender identity in schools. And I'm like, what privilege she has that she can sit there and say that.
But you know it as well. She's like such a, like an old generation. It's just like her views are so outdated. Mm-hmm. Like her views before she transitioned were so outdated. And it's more the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I can't listen to anything like that from her because I'm just like, oh, fuck off.
But is it that or is it attention? Because you know that families do like a bit of attention.
I always just think she's one of those people that think she knows best. Mm-hmm. She's real, just like, you know, she has all the answers.
Yeah.
And she has that kind of, like when you kind of think about her life, she's always been kind of top of the table and top of everything that she does. So she's always been like, you know, right. But I always just don't think she's a very smart person.
Yeah.
I never get, like, she's like, I'm not against athletes or whatever, but I just feel like
athletes, you know, foot or athletes.
Well, you know, she said herself, like she always strikes me with those people posing as an intelligent person because she's got a lot of opinions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what my interpretation of her. I don't care what she says. I'm like, whatever. Go away, Caitlin. Leave me alone.
I know. I blocked her. I drunk tweeted about it. I drunk tweeted about it. Then I deleted it an hour later when the drink wore off a bit. And then I was like, fuck her. I'm blocking her. Like, I don't need her opinions in my life.
Well, another thing that I've seen on Twitter there, actually, while we're talking about it, is I saw a poor guy was attacked there, homophobic attack on Saturday night.
Yes.
And Evan, who actually did our blind date before.
Yeah, he did our blind date. Lovely person.
So nice. And it's like, I just hate to see things like that because I think especially for us, like we walk around in this bubble that we think like, you know, like it feels so safe and especially on the George and so familiar, but it's just not safe. And I think people need to be vigilant and people need to be aware, and it's awful that they have to be,
but
you do have to have your wits about you. Like this city is going through some kind of weird transition at the moment. I think it's like after COVID, people are fucking rabid. Mm-hmm. Like people are feral. There's more attacks. Crime is up. No guards on the streets, no taxis on the fucking streets. It's not safe.
Like as we spoke about before, we wouldn't want our mom out in the street. Like, that's don't go into the city because you can't get home.
Just be careful because stuff like this still is happening. Mm-hmm. And it's not just happening to gay people or LGBT people. It's actually happening to all sorts.
Yeah.
So just have your wits about you, especially if you're having a few drinks, you know, just...
Mm-hmm. Well, he was in an area that, like, honestly, I feel fairly safe being like a gay person. But, you know, he said that a stranger called him a faggot before beating the shit out of him. And he left him with a fractured eye socket, two fractures in his ankle, a dislocation in his ankle and some other minor issues and injuries. Like, I know we haven't had pride in so long, but like,
it's so important. And that's important. Things like that, it's like that, you know, that's why it is important to let people know that we are still here and we are a minority and we do need to be kind of, you know, seen. It's visibility, but sending him love anyway. I hope he gets better and I hope he's okay. But you know what the worst thing about that is? It's actually the shock. Mm-hmm. It's actually the shock that stays with you after an attack or an assault like that. It's the wounds heal, but it's the mental scar of like just someone actually doing that to you and kind of, you know, it's that's the worst part. So we're sending them as our love anyway.
And just for being you. But I mean, and speaking of pride, everyone should have pride, including, this is the worst transition ever, Jennifer Lopez, who's engaged yet again. She should even have pride.
She's pride.
Engaged again to Ben.
19 times.
Oh my God. She is that woman from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
She's Danielle Staub. Mm. She is like, prostitution whore, 19 times.
I really thought them getting back together was just bullshit and that they were just, you know, doing it like, but.
Me too. But you know, I was listening to a Hollywood Reporter talking on TV earlier and they were saying that actually now their careers are in completely different places to where they were first at the time.
Yeah.
And now she had this massive comeback where she's kind of more exploded and she's probably a bit more well known now than he was.
Definitely.
But he's doing a lot of directorial things and they kind of maybe are in just a better place. Mm-hmm. And I always just thought they were actually a fab showbiz couple. So I'm here for it. I'm actually here for it. And I could never, ever get over the fact that she married Mark Anthony. I was like, mm-hmm. oh my God, mm-hmm. why are you marrying him? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really felt real like, don't do it, Jennifer.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad.
I got why she did the dancer. What was his name? Chris?
Well, you know, Chris George. Yeah, but that was a flash in the pan. That didn't work out. Then there was the other one, Casper.
Yeah. He was a bit of a lash, to be fair, wasn't he?
Well, he had a bit of a want.
No.
Yeah, that's why they broke up. He was doing he was texting. You can all Google that and read all about
dishes of the day. He was texting. Mm. Okay, didn't know that. Look at you with the inside scoop. They don't call you Scoopy Divine for nothing.
That's me.
Anyway.
And also, speaking of Pride, while we were talking about this, myself and Victoria are available for booking. So if anyone in your company is looking to do a corporate event over the Pride month, you can have us either together or separate. Get on to us because our diary for that week is actually filling up very fast. So just want to put that out there if anyone is planning.
Honestly, you have me smiling on both sets of my lips right now, Davina Divine. Like, it's Davina's true. Not a pushy bitch when it comes to, you know, we're available. And like me trying to sell sand to the Arabs, I'm like, I'm watching her with just a proud mother smile.
Well, like literally today, I'm like getting all my like ducks in line. I've just like, and I've been working so much over the weekend and my diary for the next few months is filling up with lots of stuff. So I need to know what I have coming up. So get in there while it's quick.
Dear diary, very busy.
Dear diary.
Kisses.
Come here. Actually, have you seen the musical Chicago?
I have seen like a version years and years ago. Yeah.
The actual live musical.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a version.
Well, it's actually in Dublin at the moment. Well, it was in Dublin at the weekend anyway. Mm-hmm. And I saw that the Gemma Collins, the GC, is taking over the part as Mama Morton. Did you see that? What do you think about that? And there's people going mad saying that they should be giving it to musical theatre professionals, that they shouldn't be giving these parts to, like, you know, basically unprofessional people like Gemma Collins.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's face facts. Chicago is running a long ass time. How many times are we going to go and see Chicago? So like what people who are promoting this are clearly thinking, we need to give people a new reason to go and see Chicago. And what better reason than to try see the GC struggle through a few songs from the Chicago songbook.
But you know what? Actually, she's not a bad singer. So No, she's okay though. She's not bad. She can definitely, and she loves singing musical theatre. Mm-hmm. So I actually think she'll be okay. But do you know, I have to say, Pamela Anderson is going in to play Roxy in Broadway.
Yes.
So that I would like totally go and see.
I tell you, one of the days about 2 weeks ago, I thought about texting you and saying, hey, I've looked up flights. What about if we flew in the day before, went to see Pamela in Chicago, and I was like, would she do it? Would she do it? And then I realised it was going to cost us about like €1,200 just on flights alone to see Pamela.
Let's go. I'm a big Pamela Anderson fan, I gotta say.
Yeah,
and also I would love to go to see the Countess Luann has her cabaret show as well.
Oh my gosh.
And she was supposed to be in Chicago as well. I would have liked to go see her. Another one that was in Chicago was Jessie Wallace, played Mama Morton.
Uh-huh.
So I have like, there's loads of people that have like, they've had lots of celebrities for years. I think this is a bit of a thing.
Uh-huh. So they do. Like, it's not new. But when you mentioned Countess Luann, by the way, when I was coming up with like a want list of people that I'd love to book for a gig with you, I was looking at Countess's dates going, could we get her over? Would people go see her? I think they would.
I'll tell you this now. I'll give you a bit of, I actually tried to book Erica Jane for the George.
Oh yeah.
Obviously pre-scandal, of course. Mm-hmm. And I sent her an email and her team got back to me and the responses were so unprofessional and so fucking rude. Mm-hmm. And they basically said, how much have you got? So I made an offer and they said, oh no, not. They were like, no, we'd need an extra, like, I think it was an extra $5,000 or whatever. And I said, okay, well, I said, maybe I could get that. And they said, what dates are you looking at? And I said, these dates. And they came back and said, next week is Grammy week. Talk to you the week after. As if she's going to fucking win any Grammys, like, as if. So, like, as if. Mm-hmm. And then they mailed me back and they said, so what's the fee? What's the date? And I just replied with all the information and the response was just, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
It was literally, I don't know, it literally said, thanks, but no thanks. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. After stringing me along for like about a month, kind of contact with this arsehole, obviously, Yeah, so that was it. So even if I could book her, I would never fucking book her because of those assholes. You know what I mean? Just because she's actually, like, if that's her people.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah. But the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills new trailer did come out and she actually does look like a bit of a wagon in it.
Oh my God, and I'm so excited about it. I've never watched a trailer for anything and been like, so excited. It's full of drama.
So excited.
They're going to fucking kill each other by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fabulous. And speaking of drama, I don't know if you're aware of this or if you it's even on your radar. It's definitely probably not, I wouldn't say. Mm-hmm. So occasionally, if I have like a bit of time, I have a like secret guilty pleasure that I will go onto TikTok and just like look at videos. Just like I literally go into a bit of a TikTok hole.
Okay.
But my favorite TikTok videos are ones where the Gardaí are raiding people's houses.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, the Gardaí are like, you know, the armed Gardaí will go to someone's like street and there's like a nosy neighbor will have their camera sticking out and they'll be like, follow for part two. Uh-huh. So I am that like eternal nosy neighbor. So I'd be loving that. But because I keep watching those videos, I quite enjoy, like the Traveller call out videos.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy the Gardaí raiding people's houses videos. Mm-hmm. And then I like the ones where the Gardaí are bullying me videos. Right? So I skip all the like TikTok dances and I skip all the mm-hmm. all the crap. Mm-hmm. Or I like people getting tasered. I like things like that. Right.
You're such a twisted cow.
I know. But then as I was flicking through, I noticed that all these like wannabe TikTok gangsters are online basically.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like calling each other out, like saying, come out, you're a rat and all this. And they're like, literally, they'll do lives mm-hmm. where they're literally talking about buying drugs and how much they paid for drugs off each other and someone getting killed. And I'm like, this is all live on TikTok.
The internet live.
Like, and everybody, and there's all these random people that can come into like the lives, like they cannot show their face. Mm-hmm. So they're having these blazing rows, these fucking like absolute idiots. Like having these mentors, and because it's so insane, I just can't stop watching. I'm like, this is fucking nuts. So I knew it would be on your radar, but I'm sure people have seen them. But I find it fascinating, these TikTok gangsters. Like, it's literally a new level of, like, it's like they have no, like, privacy or discretion. It's mm-hmm. like everything's just out there for the taking. I find it fucking insane and I love it.
Do you think, it called? The Cab? Do you think the Cab are watching TikTok?
Well, like, that's what I mean, though. Like, all those things that are going on, it's crazy. Like, you know, because people are watching the internet for stuff like that. So, like, I don't know. I just think it's gas. So
honestly, that's a little, I'm afraid that I get stuck on TikTok for 3 days. That's why I don't go on that app, because I'm afraid I'll just, like, end down a loophole.
I don't really post. I comment sometimes and then I forget that it's like Davina Devine commented. So I'm like, oh fuck. Like, I actually commented, like, there was these two that were abusing a bus driver last week and mm-hmm. I just wrote under it. I was like, absolute scroats.
I saw those scummers. I fucking saw them. Yeah. The nasty bastards.
So, and then I was like, oh fuck, it's like they're going to come after me. They'll be like, so I'd be like, I have to refrain from commenting, but sometimes I just can't help myself.
Right, Kamir, we asked you all a topic and we're going to come back for that in a bit because the answers we got were so good. More on that in a minute. But before all that, I want to remind you all, we don't just have one podcast. We have two podcasts. We've got another side show called Extra Little Things over on our Patreon. Tons of video content, us eating Japanese Kit Kats right down to sniffing celeb fragrances. You can check that out on patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. Please do come and support us if you love it. And our Patreon person of the week is Circa Belton. What a lovely Irish name. Circa Belton.
Circa. Very glamorous. Well, thank you for supporting us. We love you all over on the Patreon. And it gets a little bit juicier and a little bit kind of, what would you say?
Kind dear.
Avant-garde.
Yeah. Bitches. We're bitches over there.
Oh, also, by the way, did you see President Macron is up for the presidency in France again? There's like a head-to-head. I'm actually in love with President Macron.
I need to Google him.
Oh, I actually think he's gorgeous again. And not particularly like, I think it's just because he's like the president and he's in charge. And he's like France's youngest president. But if you like Macron, tweet me. But I think he's a bit of a wetter.
I see that. He looks like kind of like a Colin Firth type. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he's my wetter of the week anyway. So
I love it. Okay, you guys, we'll be back after this little jingle with our topic of the week. Okay, we are back and we want to talk about strange things we did during a lockdown. So there was several lockdowns, let's face it. We'd lots of times do strange things or hobbies that we picked up along the way. We put out a call last night and honestly, my inbox is rammed, Davina, absolutely rammed.
I have to say, I love talking about the lockdown. it really brings back good memories, you know, to those wholesome days of being locked in your house in a pink padded cell calling bingo numbers for fucking 48 hours straight. Absolutely adore it.
Let's start with what we did. What did we get up to? Because I was thinking about this the other day and I actually couldn't believe all the mental things like I did. I mean, you know, I have like hairy patches on my back. I have never shaved my back in my whole life. I'm so used to one of the girls. Dolly and me set up like a back hair shop at one point where she'd shaved mine and I'd shaved her. I had to go onto Amazon and get one of those long handle razors.
I know. Absolutely
To shave her back. Like absolutely. And then we were queuing to get into a local shop. Like it was the hottest nightclub in town. Like queues around the corner. Know. Ridiculous.
It was absolutely insanity. Like I remember probably one of the like silliest things that I did was I decided, I was like, all right, well, I have a bit of time, like, so I'll get fit. Yeah, I was like, I'll, you know, do a bit of exercise. And so I decided, I was like, do you know what I always wanted to do? The insanity workout plan. You know
that? What is that?
So it's basically supposed to be like the toughest it's the toughest kind of fitness DVD that you can do. And it's really like hardcore. And you do like a hardcore 45 minutes and you sweat loads and it's great for like calorie burn and all that. Oh my God, I did about like 15 minutes in. I thought I was going to die. I was like, couldn't even call an ambulance because there's a shortage. I was like, that was a killer. And I also, kind of speaking of hair, is like I started to epilate.
Oh, you did? Do you still do that?
I do, but I think it's like a form of self-harm. I think I was actually
kind of tell people what it is because lots of people probably don't know what epilating is.
So epilating is basically like, it's been around now since like the 50s or 60s. Basically like, it looks like a lady razor, like it's like an electric razor, but it's got like say about 25 like tweezers, really fast tweezers that pluck all the hair from the area that you're going over. Mm-hmm. So it's quite sore, but it gives good results. Okay. But I invested in like a really professional one that's like, I've spent a few hundred quid on it.
Okay.
So like the results are amazing and it the hair does grow back like slower, but it is like excruciating to get started.
I mean, my guilty pleasure is tweezing nostril hairs, but with my fingers.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it because it hurts. It really hurts. But also there's a lot of pleasure in going, I got you, little bitch.
Oh, over the lockdowns, but I also waxed my nose because I was like, I
got a sore in my nose from doing it. Did you?
Well, for those of you that have never waxed your nostrils, they give you this little kind of bud thing that you just put inside your nose. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh my God, like my nostril hair grows so fast. Like my hair literally grows the speed of like, I don't know, the fucking sound of light or whatever. It goes so fast. So I literally put it all up my nose, up my like nasal cavity, which you're not supposed to do. Yeah. And I said, oh fuck it, I'll just stick this stick in and then I'll pull it all out. When I pulled it out, the stick broke and all the wax was just stuck in my nose. So I was like, oh my fucking God. So I had to tweeze all the wax out. And I swear to God, my eyes were red raw. I was literally like, I was like crying at Princess Diana's funeral. It was like,
you must have lovely, like clean as whistle nostrils after though.
Oh my God. I tell you, like your nose just runs like a tap. There's like not a hair to like stop anything. No wonder I got COVID like 3 times.
But here, what about when we were afraid to go outside our 5 kilometers? So a few things.
Oh yeah.
Right, triggered this. Firstly, Chanel was doing a wig for me because we were doing our online shows and I was thinking, ooh, like she's outside my 5 kilometers. I don't think I can go over there. Like I don't. And then I wanted to give you a microphone stand. And then we were too afraid to see each other. So I actually, you are like 5.5 kilometers away from my house. Okay. I walked to your doorstep, left the microphone stand on the doorstep and ran away.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Oh, like between that. And then I was so coming back from my, actually, even my granny's 90th birthday in general was so strange. Like I was coming back, the Gardaí stopped me and said, where are you coming from? And I was like, Howth. And they were like, that's a long way away. You're supposed to be 5 kilometers. So I was like, was my granny's 90th? And you know, we were doing an outdoor thing. But like, even she came out onto the balcony like Evita to
I remember.
We saw the video. It was hilarious.
And then she ends up with the feckin' news because it was the only good news story of like probably the week. Do you know what I mean?
And everyone breaking fucking restrictions.
Yes. People in the garden. No, they were all like in different corners. My mom putting a tray of sandwiches on the ground. Everyone going in taking
also,
one.
Also, there was a lot of people that broke the rules as well though, because the 5K thing, like our friend Bailey like literally went and bought a dog from Roscommon. So it was like, drove all the way to Roscommon to buy a puppy and wasn't stopped once. So there was so many kind of hypocrisies throughout the whole thing. But let's hear from the people and see some of the gas things that they said. Okay. I have a few here as well. So go ahead, you start off.
Okay. So, okay, this one is kind of random, but I really, really like it. So it is from Daniel Ray, one of our Manchester listeners. It is incubating supermarket eggs to try and raise chickens with a 25 pound incubator from Amazon. I had to turn the eggs by hand every few hours since it was a cheap incubator, but I had nothing else to do, so I thought I'd give it a try.
That is fucking genius. That is actually nuts. Do you know that's so funny? Because I had seen people on YouTube doing that. So like, I just don't know how successful that would be. That is actually kind of gas.
Completely. I mean, he gave it a good shot though. Go on.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Tommy D says he watched every Eurovision since 2004 on YouTube from start to finish and scoring them too.
Oh my God.
That's dedication.
Scoring like, them?
Yeah, scoring them even though there was like an already picked winner. Like
gas. Cara Kahlua, who's actually our special guest on our Patreon, said, I actually washed my groceries. I think I did that for a while as well. I did a lot. I was buying Lego sets just to like ease the boredom, but I still can't believe I was washing my groceries. Did you wash your groceries?
No, I didn't. Someone actually, I just got one of them there saying that they literally, what was it? They literally said that they even washed the cereal box after buying it, washed a bottle of wine too. Too many hands have touched the wine.
Like, what were we doing? Or Davina, did you, for a while I was wearing gloves in the supermarket. I wouldn't touch the baskets and the trolleys.
I didn't do that. That was a bit extreme. Like, there was just so many ridiculous things. And I swear to God, like, I actually must have walked like so many miles,
so many. And I hate walking. I did it nonstop because there was nothing else to do.
What else?
Okay. Millie_Deans said, I competed in a lip sync competition online hosted by drag queen Tamisha Aman, but I won. Like, lots of people did weird shit online too, let's face it.
Yeah.
Like, I with my boyfriend, I went on a Zoom kind of date with him very early on as well.
Jesus.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's actually Scarlett for you.
I did the house party app with friends.
That was shite. I actually remember we were having a get together online. And one of my friends is particularly shady and was trying to bitch about the other person on the Zoom. And when the person he was bitching about basically stood up and said, I'm just going to go and get some more wine and walked, you could see the person in the background pouring the glass of wine. And while the like rest of us were on the screen was like, jeez, she's lashed on the waist. And I was like, she can fucking hear you. She's right there. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah. So there's, and as if like we're all sitting around, but it's like, she can fucking hear the screen. Like, cringe.
Maria_GX said, took up couch to fucking 5K. I mean,
Everyone did that. That was a popular
one. Tried, right?
That was popular. Sean, I won't say his full name, but someone just said, he took up cross dressing. So it's just elusive. So just cross dressing. So I don't know in what context, but you know,
good for you. I hope the Gooners were nice. Ryan Mac14 said, I actually bleached my groceries and then I left them on my balcony for 5 days as per the guidelines. Like, what the fuck was I doing?
Five days? Let me see. Smile Shrek said, sewing and mending clothes. And that's actually a good that's something good to take up and uh-huh. something that good that you can take into yeah. your, you know, normal life. Like, I'm okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah. Like, did you try and upskill anything? Did you try and learn how to do something?
Bitch, I think we upskilled okay. more than enough. We could not have upskilled. Bitch, my house is like fucking a Ballymount Virgin Media studio. There's uh-huh. more cameras and lights in here than there probably is up in TV3.
Okay, Linda Mean, and you're going to love this, Davina. Okay. She said, I had a baby, then got pregnant again. Weirdest hobby ever.
Oh my God, that's the worst hobby ever. Like, that's absolutely awful. So my condolences to you. Let me see. Yeah, I think exercise seems to be the most important thing. Exercising when people didn't need to seems mm-hmm. to be the most important. Or a lot of people got dogs. A lot of people yeah. did get dogs. I have one here that says, Dorgie got a rescue dog and he said best decision ever. So that's quite cute. I just hope that people continue to, you know, care for the dogs and, you know, if they're back in work or whatever. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, fully. Oh. Go on.
A lady, Miss Lynn Rice says, daily porn watching. Not uh-huh. really that strange, though.
Okay. Well, M_Verloc said, fermentation, masturbating 5 times a day, infidelity, eventually yoga, have continued most of these two. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. Do you know what? The way that was sound, it sounded really fucking weird. It's like, what were you fermenting? Masturbating yes. 5 times a week? And then infidelity, it all is a really suspicious run of events there. So mm-hmm. that's a bit creepy. Mm-hmm. But guys, we did do some fucking mad stuff, didn't we?
Oh, well, we did. Well, speaking of the mad stuff that we did, the original _JD said, drinking 3 liters of Bacardi in one night while watching a Ooh. Queen of Captivity Pride special.
Oh, good Lord. And I have to say, I was actually filming something the other day and we were talking about one of the guys I was filming with was saying, you know, your thing got us through lockdown, and he was saying, he was trying to explain it to somebody else that was on set uh-huh. about what it was, and I was literally just standing there cringing when he was trying to explain it. He was like, all these drag queens in their house, like in their mom's house, clip-clopping around on the wooden floor, like it was so shite. And I was just like going, oh, okay,
calm down.
I was like, shots fired, bitch.
It was high art. How fucking dare you?
It was art, yeah, and you were still fucking watching, so mm-hmm. so can it creamer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but yeah. Have we more?
Oh, we definitely do. Someone said they drank too much wine and used to drink, dance in front of the mirror because they lived on their own at 1 p.m. in the day.
I do that now.
People that bought roller skates, so did I. I never did that. I never even used them. Learning how to play ukulele, we have a few of those. Lots of people made really bad choices dyeing their hair blue, orange, yeah. red, all
of
that. Oh
my God, you remember the fucking home haircuts? I had devised a plan to put an elastic band around my head.
A good plan.
So that I could shave to the elastic band so I wouldn't go any further. Uh-huh. But then as it went, I was like, oh, it would start getting a bit wonky.
You were not too bad at the home haircuts. Like,
I really
tried them too. I was pretty good. And eventually when we were allowed to see some people, I ended up being like a bit of a barber for a moment.
Yeah. Oh, me too. My dad actually said to me, he's like, oh, can you cut my hair? And I was like, yeah, so I used to go. And then after the lockdown, he was like, I really like the way you cut my hair. Could you keep cutting? And I was like, I actually gave my razor away. He was like, I still have it. I was just like, I'm not fucking becoming Peter Mark over there.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm going to finish it with my lowest point of what I did. Okay. Oh, there had been nothing in the cinema for fucking months, even maybe a year. And Bad Boys 2 came out in the cinema. It was the first new movie in possibly over a year. I've never watched Bad Boys 1. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in Bad Boys whatsoever. Okay. And I found myself in not any cinema. If anyone's been to the cinema in Dundrum, it's a bit smelly. It's not very nice. And there I was watching Bad Boys 2. I was like, this has to be the lowest of lowest. Like, there's so little to do that I'm here watching Bad Boys 2. But yeah, that's it. There were some really good ones.
There is. And listen, I'm sure there's a whole lot more that we could get into, but mm-hmm. I think we'll leave the past in the past for mm-hmm. now.
You're all out ready for our next topic. We already have it ready and it's so juicy. But in the meantime, it is everyone's favorite time of the week.
It's Rotter of the Week. Petty Little Things. And we're back with our favorite time of the week, and hopefully your favorite time of the week too. Everybody is rotted at some point in the week, on the day,
several
on the
times,
daily, several times. And you know, we are those gals. We are those really rotted to the core gals. And I would like to go first, because this rotter came to me today, because this is a constant rotter that has been plaguing me for many, many moons. Mm-hmm. And you're going to know this rotter is going to be one of my rotters, because I've probably said it like a million times to you, and I never mentioned it, but now it just came to me today. People who spell my fucking name wrong.
I'm with you on that, because I got a lot of Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's, like, it's just actually like people annoy me when they spell Davina wrong. It just drives me nuts, because it's like Davina is a fucking name. It's like everyone knows Davina McCall, so on. It's like, it's right there. There is no D-E-V-I-N-A. You never see anyone call
never
that.
Never saw that. There is D-I-V-I-N-A. Yes. But I honestly have only seen that twice ever in my whole life.
No, and that's a more kind of Latin kind of thing.
Oh, so it is.
It is, yeah. So like, and also, do you know what drives me fucking nuts? Is like, they'll send me an email to davinadublin@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then they'll spell it wrong. And hi, Davina. I'm like, oh, drives me nuts. And when you see other people's names being spelled wrong, it's just like, especially I think with someone's name,
yeah,
like if you're starting a conversation with someone, please get the person's name right. It's so petty, and it's like, it's not really a big deal. I know that, but fully. It is. Mad.
Okay. So you, the different incarnations of your name you've had are?
Of my name?
Spelling wise.
Oh, I've had D-I-V-I-N-A. Mm-hmm. I've had D-E-V-I-N-A. I've had D-I-V-I-N-I-A. I've also had C-U-N-T.
I'm pretty sure that stood for a little while, to be honest. Okay, my first rotter is, I was in my local spa literally 2 days ago, and maybe I've said this one before, but there was this lovely older lady on a stick, and she was going to leave the shop, and she tripped over a fucking box. She didn't hit the floor. She was good with that stick, but she was frail.
Oh,
so I'm like, why the fuck is there a box on the floor? And then I looked around my local spa, and I was like, no, this is not good. Like, what is her eyesight like? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, we all need to be more aware in our workplaces that these old people, and not even just old people, young people with bad eyesight issues.
That could have been Dolly.
I mean,
that will be Dolly. I'm going
to
put a box outside her outside her drawer when she's coming out. No, and your spa in particular is particularly heinous. They don't give a shite in there.
It's overcrowded. I think
they're all sadists working there. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So,
overcrowded, full of shite everywhere. My next one's actually booking agents, which I wanted to get into when you were talking about that. Like, at the moment, I'm going to say it. We had our Pride lineup booked since before Christmas, and a booking agent, booked and paid for, everyone paid for, because we are those type of girls. Mm-hmm. We put our money where our mouth is, and then we were let know that there was a double booking happening. So it is a booking agent's world. Last week someone said, oh yeah, we can get that person to you, but we'll need a private jet. Now this is a pop star who hasn't had a hit in over 10 years. I was like, a private jet? Are you joking?
Like, ridiculous. Taking the piss. Uh-huh. They do take the piss.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to tell you who that is, though. But Stephen, you have to bleep this out, okay, Stephen? So, Davina, that pop star was...
Oh, my God! No way!
Yes!
Oh, my God. And especially her agent is her family.
Yeah.
And she fucking wanted a private jet. Yeah, where is she flying from? Fucking Manchester?
I just didn't respond. I didn't even respond. I was like,
Oh, my God. Is that what she said? She wanted a private jet?
I'm not even joking. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She can fucking swing. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even give her a fucking rowboat, to be honest.
So we live in a world where booking agents can say whatever the fuck they want, and we just have to deal with it.
While we're on that subject, we will be making an announcement very soon about our Pride event. It is coming, and people were asking me on Saturday night. They were
Is it Britney?
People were like, when are you going to announce the event?
Yes.
And it is coming. We've just been really kind of struggling to get it all sorted and the dates and everything sorted. So it is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Please bear with us, and it'll be out hopefully like within the next
couple
of weeks.
And then once it's announced, we're going to make the rotter of the week the actual person that let us down. We're going to tell
the person who, look, we would have announced this ages ago. Mm-hmm. We had an act booker, which would have been really fab, and they pulled out last minute, right before we were about to release the tickets and everything. So we've had to go back to the drawing board and rejig everything.
It's better than the act of pulling out on the day. Hi, Mucha Buena. That's... Hope you're doing well, hon. Miss you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a song for Mucha. Okay, my second, is, and this is another one. So I'm going to send this out to anyone who's organizing a private event or thinking of booking a drag queen to come to your event.
Mm-hmm.
Please sort out your DJ before you do this, because there's always a fucking issue with the DJ. Mm-hmm. Like, because a lot of people kind of don't know who, like, if you're going to get a DJ, try and get a gay DJ or someone that works in clubs or is used to working with performers. Because I literally, I did an event there recently and the fucking poor DJ hadn't a fucking notion what was going on. His decks were from, like, say 2002. And they were literally, like, you know, they had one line of LED things. So he was up the walls, couldn't find the tracks. The microphone couldn't be raised up. The sound was low. And it kind of just ruined the whole experience for me and for the people there, because they're not getting the full whack, because it's literally down to the sound person. It's like, I can't do the sound and the thing. So, like, usually, no offense, I'm not putting it there, but usually it's straight DJs who haven't a fucking notion. They're my rotters of the week. So people that have not got a clue how to control your sound desk, please get on it. And be careful when you're booking these straight DJs, because they haven't a clue if you're going to have some performers. Word to the wise.
Absolutely. I'd love a few rotters for our next episode. So if you're listening and you're like, you want to get something off your chest, send us a little DM and we will bookmark it for the next episode.
And don't forget, we have a rotter of the week filter that's available on Instagram. So do feel free to use that. And we're going to do a little shout out, I think, on our Petty Little Things Instagram page for you to send in some rotters. Because I do love hearing your rotters.
Yes.
And I think we should do that. Absolutely. I think we should make that a regular thing, because I think people do love sending them in.
Okay, yeah, let's do that for sure.
Okay.
But that is it, Davina. Like, I hope you all enjoyed Davina hosting somebody she's never heard of this Friday.
It's a mystery guest.
Please DM me and let me know how it was if you do go to it. But Davina, until next time,
stay petty. Mwah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.